It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So, it is Saturday, 3rd of February. A couple of days after the January transfer window shut. I think probably mixed reviews for how Derby did in the window. The big standout being not signing a new striker. I'm going to get some of the views of Tom, Anton and the boys on that when I meet them in Blackheath shortly. I'm Richard Cutcher. On the way to the Valley this morning, going to stop by Blackheath to have a few pints, hopefully meet a few of our patrons and a few other Derby fans along the way. And really, this is a chance, I think, for Derby to put a statement out there, put their foot down, start February well. We know how key that month is for Derby. And just get a bit of feel-good factor into the club, because two good players brought in, I think. Corey Blackett-Taylor, Ebu Adams, can definitely add something to his Derby County team, but we just know that we're lacking firepower. So today will be a great time to maybe put some of those doubts to bed, get the fans back behind the team and go on another run. So I'm on my way to Surbiton train station. As I said, going to meet Tom and Anton in Blackheath shortly. This is Steve Bloomer's Washing Away Days. Let's go to Charlton. A bit of a change of plan, train issues at my train station, nothing going through Wimbledon, so I'm now in an Uber to Morden in South London to hop on the south end of the Northern Line. I'm going to head up via London Bridge and try and find Tom and Anton, hopefully not delayed by too much, but this away day, this local away day, has just got significantly more expensive. So, change of plans. After Uber, tube and bus, I've made it to the Green Goddess. Let's see who we have here with us. So we're in, what's the pub called, Tom?
It's the Green Goddess on Blackheath Standard.
Yeah, lovely choice, good choice. Yeah, great beer. Obviously, we could have done Bermondsey Beer Mile, and I was suddenly thinking on the way here, I was like, oh, missed out on the Bermondsey Beer Mile. But you know what? We've got our own little mile of options on the taps there, so I'm on a 10% stout right now.
Flipping heck, boy.
He arrived getting the 6.5%, saying, oh, I'm a pint behind, so I'm going to start on the 6.5.
In terms of our January transfer window business, in terms of how good it was it 10% good, or was it more than 10% good?
I think it was more than 10%. I think CBT is a good option going forward. I do think it's just
a good option.
Well, yeah, very good option. I mean, we've yet to see it, obviously. He's only played a game and a half, but I think that's a good shrewd signing. I'm not so sure about Bird leaving so late in the window, and I'm pleased that he's come back sort of on loan. He clearly wasn't going to sign a contract from the interview from Paul Warne, but I do think it'd be better for him to have gone permanently earlier in the window, so we could have reinvested in a striker, which we desperately needed.
Yeah, Antoine, what do you think? How big a problem is not getting the striker? My first reaction was, it's an absolute disaster. We're not even going to finish in the playoffs. And this morning, I feel a bit more considered. And I feel as long as Collins can get through the next week or next 6 months, then we might be okay.
Collins getting through the next 6 months. Yeah, I mean, I'm similar to you. I feel a bit more positive with Washington back on the grass and hopefully Waghorn coming back. Then maybe we can fill that void. It's still careless, isn't it, not being able to bring a striker through the door, not just this window, but in the summer as well, really, because we brought in three injured players, but we should have brought in a regular starter who would have been able to fill that void. So it's disappointing, but I think we still have enough with those three injured players, with Barkhausen, Mendes, Lang being able to play through the middle.
I do agree with you, it's disappointing, but I also think that it's really hard to bring in a top quality striker at any level, let alone at League One, in terms of the cost that you're looking for. And I'm really glad actually that we haven't had our pants pulled down by Sheffield Wednesday with Michael Smith or Lee Gregory. So actually, in that sense, it's a bit of sweet victory, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say I'd agree about Michael Smith and Lee Gregory. I think we should be, you know, imagining or being more imaginative that we could look for other options than those. I mean, my biggest gripe is Pompey got Lang, Bolton got Aaron Collins. Like, I know that we might not have the money to spend, but maybe if we had spent Max Bird if we had sold Max Bird 2 weeks ago, maybe we could have got those players in.
The one big positive that you can take from this window, and I am disappointed we haven't brought in a striker, but the one big positive is that we haven't gone back to the old Derby where you bring in a player for a stupid amount of money who doesn't really fit the system, but that's just the only option that you have. I much prefer this more reserved Derby where if it doesn't fit the squad or it's too expensive, then you don't bring him in. That's the perfect business model for me.
Yeah, Tom, we didn't want another Nick Blackman, did we? At least we can say that Derby, I think, have been sensible and haven't broke the bank trying to do something stupid.
Yeah, totally agreed. And when the Blackett-Taylor sort of rumours started, I was like, oh, is this a Blackman situation? But it's not really, is it? It's totally different. I think Blackett-Taylor is a proven player at this level and has also shown the ability at times to do that at a higher level. So he's potentially one for the future too. I know there's been a couple of sort of messages that have been going around on the Discord about his sort of attitude and things, which might hinder him at a higher level. But at the same time, I do think it's a very good signing and I'm pleased that he's in the Derby squad and not in the Charlton squad today.
Well, let's hope he gets to. Let's hope he does the old Derby thing and score against his former club, but for Derby. So, Antoine, it looks like 3-5-2 for Derby today. I think Louis Sibbe left back, Joe Ward right back, three centre backs, Nelson, Cashin, Bradley, and Ebu Adams debut as well today for Derby, with probably NML supporting Collins up front. What do you make of that lineup?
I don't love the three at the back, but excited to see Ebu Adams. I think that'll give a bit of energy in the middle. I'm expecting a few goals today. Charlton are kind of top eight for goals scored, but bottom three for goals conceded. So I think that'll suit Derby. And I'm hoping Mendes, Lang and once Wilson and the other guys get involved in the game, they'll get a bit of space. So,
considering, Tom, what I said earlier, that, you know, ex-players always score against Derby, I think we're banking on a Corey Blackett-Taylor goal today. How gutting is it that he's supposedly got a knock and might not be in the team today?
Yeah, I mean, that is late influence of, I don't know, the you can't play against your team when you're on loan kind of clause, isn't it? But I do think Derby always have a good record here. Well, often have a good record here, or it goes horrendously wrong. And I'm hoping for a 2-1 win, therefore, because I think actually Derby have got enough on Charlton. Charlton have won for 15 games, as I understand from some Charlton fans we're talking to in the pub. So therefore, I'm going to go 2-1 Derby.
Is it the pre-Nathan Jones bounce that we've heard mumblings of, Anton?
Well, to be honest, I think Nathan Jones would be a good appointment for them, but yeah, we've bumped into a couple of Charlton fans before the game. There doesn't seem to be a huge amount of optimism. So it's filled me with a bit of confidence, but now I've said that, it'll probably be a boring 0-0, won't it? So.
All right, let's get into the Valley.
We are Derby, Super Rams. We are Derby, we are Derby, Super Derby, Super Rams. We are Derby, Super Derby, we are Derby, Super Rams.
Tom, not a lot has happened yet so far. We've seen two head injuries in either box. We couldn't really see what happened in the Derby box, but one of our patients said it was possibly a red card. No idea, to be honest. You thought that the foul on the goalkeeper, which led to his head injury, was probably not a foul at all, but he did have a head injury.
Yeah, he definitely had a head injury, so you have to stop the game, but I don't think it's a foul. We've played 20 minutes so far, and I reckon there's been 9 minutes of stoppage time. It's been so stop-start, it's been awful so far. Let's put it that way.
Welcome to League One. Tom, we were complaining for 5 minutes that Mendes Lang wasn't allowed back on. He comes back on, first touch, goal, bam.
Awful defending from Charlton, gave the ball away, brilliant for Max Bird. Goal, Mendes Lang, 1-0 Derby.
Derby, 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 Derby,
Derby. Tom, Mendes Lang just been taken off. We were waiting for him to come back on. He came back on, took two touches, scored a goal. And now he's gone off, so... Barkhausen's on for him. Obviously a big blow. How are you feeling about that?
Mendes Lang can go down to the pub, get himself a nice pint of bitter and sit down and enjoy the rest of his afternoon. Charlton are awful. This game has been awful as well, like footballing wise. If Derby don't get 3 points today, it's their own fault.
Yeah, he's got the bouncy beer mole to get tucked into. That's how he does that. All right, it's 55 minutes into the second half, into the first half, and we're almost at half time. So Anton, Derby on top, deserved a 1-0 lead?
Yeah, we have. It's not been the highest quality game, but we've certainly been the better team. A lot of pressure, certainly, in the last half hour. Ebu Adams has had a really good start to his life in a Derby shirt. He seems to be mopping up everything in the kind of middle of the pitch, really. Charlton aren't great, but we look the better team, and we're deserving of the 1-0 lead so far.
I think I agree about Adams. I think Adams has looked really good. And I think as a result, more importantly, Bird has looked really good. Obviously got the assist, almost set Collins up for a good goal as well. Harahan's still a bit sloppy, but I think importantly, Adams is obviously releasing those two quality players.
Yeah, Bird's really nice. He set up the goal nicely for Mendes Lang. Big loss to have him go off. Harahan got sold for a dummy by 10 yards with a little shoulder drop, which was hilarious. But apart from that, Derby looked pretty solid so far. So I think 1-0 to the good.
We were saying Mendes Lang was dead on his feet just before the goal. We thought he was going to go off, and then he suddenly turned the man and finished it. But that was clearly the end of him. But happy he stayed on for that moment at least.
Yeah, decent first half of Derby, expecting the half-time whistle in about 10 seconds time. Derby have not conceded. We're 52 and a half minutes into the game, Tom. It's been mostly Charlton this half so far, hasn't it? Derby haven't really got control of the game.
Fair play to Charlton. They were really poor in the first half. They've come out fighting in the second. That should be 1-1, to be honest. Bit of poor defending, poor midfield cover, I think. I don't know who it was on the left-hand side. Probably Howard, to be fair. And then the ball came across, and I think it was Bradley deflected it just past the far post. 1-0 at the moment. Cash winning the header.
Derby clearing the corner, second ball in.
Vickers isn't strong enough here. Like, he's got to come and win that ball. Like, he's got the free kick, but he's not strong enough. He looks like he's going to drop it every time he goes for it.
Yeah, I've not been convinced of Vickers ever since he came back into the team. Don't quite get it why he's in for Wildsmith. And we got away with one there. Right, Derby been up against the Koch all half. We had a few good minutes, and then Max Bird has almost scored an absolute worldie, Anton Martin.
Yeah, wow, what a goal that would have been. He ran from probably the halfway line, beat about four players, and I thought he tucked it into the far post, but it was just wide. He's having a really good game today, putting the doubters aside whether he had the heart for it. Let's hope we carry on and win this game.
We don't give a fuck.
Tom, after a pretty anemic start to this second half, it's kind of Derby had their spell, 5-10 minutes. Max Burr's been running the show in part, but it feels a bit like a 50-50 game now. It feels like there could be no goals, or there could be one goal and it could go either way.
Yeah, I agree with that, Kutch. I do think, I said at the Wigan game, I was confident Derby weren't going to concede. It feels very similar. Charlton don't look like they've got the quality, but all it takes is a mistake, an error from the Derby player, or an error from officials, or something, or a moment of quality, and Derby could be in real trouble. If Derby score a second here, this game is done to bed. So it would be good enough to get the 3 points today so far.
We are Derby, Super Rams. We are Derby. We are Derby, Super Derby, Super Rams. We are Derby. We are Derby, Super Rams. We are Derby. We are Derby, Super Derby, Super Rams. We are Derby, Super Derby. We are Derby, Super Rams.
Full-time, Derby County 1, Charlton 0. Just about deserved it, I'd say. Charlton offered nothing. Derby just about did enough.
Mate, efficiency is the word. I think one shot on target, one goal. Who cares?
Derby,
second
Derby,
in the league.
Derby.
Who cares, Derby, a second in the league tonight? An efficient victory. 1-0, I take that all day.
Thank God.
So, me, Tom and Anton, we've just finished our beers and our pizza, and me and John, which is Tom and Anton's uncle, are at train station, ready to head home after a very, I think deserved 3 points for Derby. I think there's quite a few talking points in that game, but John, I think you'd be on the pod a few years ago, possibly, but what did you make of today's away performance?
It was a eventually deserved 3 points, but not a classic.
I don't
it was not
we,
a, not a no. great performance.
It wasn't.
But what, we, what's we, it out? What we, do you think? We did enough to what, win to win today.
What did you think of? We had Ebu Adams on debut today.
Yeah.
What do you think of his performance?
I thought he stood out. He did had a great game.
Yeah.
Really good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was. I think it was well deserved. 3 points. It wasn't a classic, as John says, but you know what? Let's just keep grinding out these results. I think Adams has brought something a bit different to the team. And with people like Nathaniel Mendes-Lang, hopefully Corey Blackett-Taylor, there is quality in the final third to come into the team.
Yeah, I think we're heading in the right direction, second after today's performance. Hopefully we have enough to get promoted automatically. But yeah, let's hope we don't have the Derby slump in February, March.
We have started February with a win. So let's take it from there.
Yeah.
See you soon, Derby fans.